Well, earlier legislation referred to the area of Tuahui as the Kaiapoi natives. Our hapu is Tuahuzi. The name of our marae is Tuahui, and the name of our whare is Mahunui. Mahunui is the name of Maui's canoe. It is also the name of the tides and the currents on the east coast that flow into the Tai of Marakuri to in Kaikoura. And so it's an inclusive name that was designed to be inclusive for the whole of Ngāi Tapu Whānui. The hapu Tuahuriri stems from Kaiapoi Pā, and that is where the history comes from the migrations from the north into the South Island, and the establishment of Kaiapoi Pā, o te Pā o Te Rākautahi, o Te Kōhaka, a Kākai o Waro. So all those things give us our whakapapa and connections to the whole of the South Island, because it was from Kaiapoi Pā that the penetration around the whole of the South Island took place by intermarriage, by agreements that then united the whole of the South Island in terms of our genealogy relationships. That's heading south. And so with the destruction of Kaiapoi Pā, most of our people then moved across to Port Levy and further south, and then on the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi, and just prior to that, many of our people returned to live at Tuahui. Right? So that was the purpose for coming to reside at Tuahui. It was next to Kaiapoi Pā, only a distance away from it, and so all of the leading families then came back to live in Tuahui. And so it always has had a very important place in terms of Ngāi Tapu Whānui, in terms of what surrounds us by way of genealogy. Mount Grey or Maunga Tere to us was a name that came off the Ara Itu Uru Kanu 800, 900 years ago. And so all those connections to the land already exist. And so when the dead are farewelled, they're farewelled to go beyond Maunga Tere, right up to Tere Ringa Wairua. Right? And so all the surroundings around us remind us of the footsteps of the ancestors that embraced Waitaha, Ngāti Māmoe, and all the other sub-hapus from them, as well as Ngāi Tahu, Whānui. And so Tuahuri tends to take that main role there, because with the establishment of Kaiapoi Pā, all networks around the South Island came back to Kaiapoi Pā. It was the major capital, the major trading centre for the whole of Ngāi Tahu. And it was there where the gateway for the Pōnumu was exported. Right? So it played all those particular important roles. And so it played the major roles in the claim hearings for the establishment of the Ngāi Tahu Trust Board from the Kemp's purchase during that period. Between Tuahui and Tumuka, those were the two main centres of debate, pursuing justice where justice was due, in terms of the Treaty of Waitangi, but more importantly in terms of the Southern Purchase Deeds. So most of those hearings took place at Tuahui, always have. And so when I lodged the Ngāi Tahu claim, and that was what gave rise to the Ngāi Tahu settlement, all hearings took place at Tuahui. Then we went around the island, but we always came back to Tuahui for the opening and the closure of all those things. And so we have always been, in that sense, traditional people. Because we are in land, we were not associated with the earlier, what would we say, sealers and whalers. Right? We were more in land. Because of that, we maintained our customs and traditions. Even today, we still retain the traditional customs and traditions on our marae.